Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Wichita woman was charged with child endangerment stemming from an incident prior to Christmas where her children were left home alone. 24-year-old DeKyla Sellers was charged this week with three counts of child endangerment. On December 31st, officers were dispatched to a call in the 4400 block of East Bailey Street. Officers saw a fire in the kitchen and removed two young children from the home. And Garden City's newest giraffe has a name. J.P. Bizet has more.
After 25,000 votes, the Lee Richardson Zoo says the almost three-week-old boy is named Migu. The name means legs. Migu was born the day after Christmas to parents Cleo and Wani. Last week, the zoo asked people to help choose his name. People voted online, by email, or in person. You can visit Migu and his parents between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Admission is free.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Equipment manufacturer John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own farm equipment. In the memorandum of understanding signed on Sunday at the Federation's convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, follows several years of discussions between the two sides. Federation President Zippy Duval said the agreement addresses a long-running issue for farmers and ranchers when it comes to accessing tools, information, and resources, while protecting John Deere's intellectual property rights and ensuring equipment safety. He said a piece of equipment is a major investment. Farmers must have the freedom to choose where equipment is repaired or to repair it themselves to help control costs. The agreement commits John Deere to ensuring farmers and independent repair facilities have access to many of the tools and software needed to keep the equipment running. And John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with the Farm Bureau Federation at least twice per year to evaluate progress. The agreement formalizes farmers' access to diagnostic and repair codes and to operator, parts, and service manuals and product guides. And it also ensures farmers will be able to purchase diagnostic tools directly from John Deere and receive assistance from the manufacturer when ordering parts and products. The Kansas Highway Patrol, like most law enforcement agencies, is struggling to fill openings. And as state lawmakers disagree about some of the reasons behind the issue, a new bill could change who the department reports to. Because some Republican legislators say the department isn't able to recruit or retain officers due to the department's leadership, and they're trying to change it. Captain Mitch Clark of the Kansas Highway Patrol told state lawmakers about the struggles the department is facing when it comes to recruiting and keeping troopers. As right now, the Kansas Highway Patrol says it's down 52 officers from the max it's funded for and had only 15 graduates in 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol received a pay raise in 2022 that Clark says should help with recruiting for upcoming classes. However, he says the Highway Patrol isn't alone because this is a national crisis. Clark blames low pay and other issues for the shortage of recruits, but state leaders think it's something else, and that's leadership. Republicans aren't happy with how the department has been run under its current superintendent, Herman Jones, since he was appointed in 2019 by Governor Laura Kelly. And that's why Representative Stephen Owens has introduced a bill that would move the Kansas Highway Patrol from under the governor to the attorney general, with Owens saying that it's quite obvious that there needs to be a leadership change. After Wednesday's presentation, senators on the Transportation Committee say they are mixed on about that move, and Owens said there should be hearings on this bill over the next few weeks. Governor Kelly signed the first executive order of her second term on Tuesday to establish the Early Childhood Transition Task Force. The task force is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood programs and developing a roadmap for the creation of a new state cabinet-level agency focused solely on supporting the success of our youngest Kansans. The task force will analyze the current early childhood system and how it's financed, focusing on gaps, inefficiencies, and redundancies. It will also conduct a series of stakeholder engagement opportunities and draft a transition plan for the new agency. The task force will build on the Kelly administration's first-term efforts around early childhood, which included investing more than $270 million to support child care providers and increasing access to reliable, affordable child care. The task force will include representatives from state government, the private sector, philanthropic organizations, early childhood service providers, and advocacy organizations. And Governor Kelly will also invite members of the Kansas Senate and the Kansas House of Representatives to be members of the task force. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. And this special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better-than-average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety instruction meeting. To apply, contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than January 20th with your name, birth date, and phone number. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 9th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission held the establishing of the Board of Norton County Commission. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint Commissioner Beidler as chairman, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to appoint Commissioner Matchett as vice chairman, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the depository banks for Norton County as First State Bank, Solutions North Bank, V Bank, and Equity Bank, all of Norton. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the 2023 mileage rate as approved by the IRS at 65.5 cents per mile. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Resolution 2023-03 was presented to the Commission to designate the Norton Telegram as the official Norton County newspaper. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve Resolution 2023-03 with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint KQNK Radio as the official Norton County radio. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint members to boards that include for Economic Development, Richard and Marvin, for the Norton County Hospital, Garrett as a representative, for the Airport Board, Marvin and Garrett, for Northwest Kansas Planning and Development, Richard, for Northwest Kansas Juvenile Services, Richard, for the Norton County Health Board, Marvin, Richard, and Garrett, and for High Plains Mental Health Board, Lindsay Peterson. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until January 16th. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Northern Valley USD 212 knows the students who take academics seriously and work hard in band, FFA, forensic, Scholars Bowl, and more work even harder to achieve their goals. Good luck at the upcoming events from all of the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley USD 212. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited wishes the Stockton High School good luck at all the upcoming academic events this week. From your friends at Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited in Stockton, we can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. House Republicans, with huge Democratic support, passed a ban on U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve sales to China following a raucous debate over President Biden's energy policies. 113 Democrats joined 218 Republicans to pass the ban on sales to China. The naysayers were led by New Jersey's Frank Pallone, who blamed Republicans for soaring energy prices that have now since eased, plaguing everyone from commuters to farmers the last 2 years.
Prior to 2015, when the Republicans lifted the ban on exports of crude oil, we had that ban in place for 40 years. And then in 2015, they came in and they lifted the ban. So they caused this problem. And during the Trump administration, the amount of crude oil that was sold to China was unbelievable.
Democrats argued the Republican bill fails to go after other adversaries like Iran and North Korea and would go nowhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. However, Republican leader Steve Scalise blamed the president for waging war against American energy.
President Biden was okay with pipelines from Russia to Europe, but he said no on day one to a pipeline from Canada to America. So all of these actions had a cost.
Scalise slammed a stack full of Biden regulations on the table in front of him.
Department of Energy went after American Energy. Department of Energy Regulatory Commission. The Securities and Exchange Commission through woke policies going after American Energy. The Department of Agriculture, yes, went after American Energy in these rules and regs. The Council on Environmental Quality. The Department of State. That gets to the Keystone Pipeline.
He added that EPA and the Departments of Justice and Interior arguing that depleting the Strategic Petroleum Reserve forced the president to plead with adversaries, including Venezuela, to pump more oil. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you gotta check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We're back in a fair weather pattern over the Central Plains as high pressure takes over through the weekend. Temperatures will be on a warming trend and the wind will be picking up a little bit by tomorrow afternoon and especially on Sunday, but overall things look good. Cool high pressure from the northern plains is set up over eastern and central Kansas today, so temperatures will stay a little on the chilly side, especially in our eastern counties. But the western high plains will warm up nicely today. Then we get a statewide warm-up over the weekend. Precipitation chances will be low through Sunday, and then we have a little system that will quickly blow through the state Sunday night into Monday. Might bring us a few showers. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered over eastern Kansas and the central Rockies. A low pressure trough is setting up in eastern Colorado. Sunny for our western counties this afternoon, some lingering clouds in the east. High pressure will stay in place overnight, clear skies and lows in the 20s. For the weekend, that low pressure trough will strengthen a bit on Saturday, and that means warmer temperatures statewide with highs in the 40s east and 50s west on Saturday, but also a little more gusty wind out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny and a little bit more gusty on Sunday with the warm-up continuing, and then a quick cold front is expected Sunday night into early Monday. We might get a few showers, back to fair weather on Monday afternoon. This afternoon for the northwestern counties will be in the upper 40s, mid to upper 20s overnight, low to mid 40s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 20s. Northeast, upper 30s today and low 20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 50s with mid 20s overnight. Low to mid 40s south central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Looks like low 40s in the southeast counties and low 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Join me, come on, start a love train. Go ahead,
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.